Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good afternoon. This is John Sylvie with my co-host, Asia Palmer. We are here providing you with our first program of the Owner's Manual on the Cobb County edition of Business Radio X, where we spotlight small business owners and franchisees in Cobb County. Today we have Angel Waller and Jennifer Stamper from Angel's Burritos on the Square. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
afternoon.
First of all, let's just find out where your business is.
It's located on the Marietta Square, right across from the courthouse, beside Miss Mamie's Cupcakes.
Okay. So what kind of food do you offer at Angel's Burritos?
We do customized burritos, tacos, quesadillas. We have nachos. We have chili dogs, slaw dogs, salads made to order. We do chicken salad wraps, chicken salad croissants, just a variety of things.
Okay. How long have you been there?
Almost a year and a half.
Okay. So what made you get into owning your own restaurant?
We were lunch ladies and we wanted to go a little further, so we thought it would be fun to open up our own business and explore and grow and expand.
Lunch ladies as in schools?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's awesome.
So what brought you two together, Jennifer?
Well, she was my boss at the school, and we just kind of built a relationship from there. And we've been really good friends, and that seems to work as far as a business aspect. Because I know what she expects from me, and she knows what to expect from... We kind of build on each other.
Okay. So tell me about the location. Tell me about the people that come in. Tell me about some experiences that you've had in the restaurant.
We've made a lot of good customers, but most of all, we've made a lot of good friends. We have a lot of people who come from the courthouse and the city hall. We have one customer, Eric, that comes in. We know what he wants. He says he wants his usual, and we make it. We're like a Cheers. We have our own little Cheers. We try to get to know everybody's name. When people come in, they don't leave as customers. They leave as our friends.
Okay. So tell me about how the process was in getting your business started. Since you came from the lunchroom,
yeah.
How did you get into owning your own restaurant?
A lot of research.
Okay.
Being a manager in the cafeteria, I knew a lot of the food vendors and things that I had to do to order as far as food and stuff, but planning and hiring employees was a process, and just knowing how to do it all was quite an adventure, but I'm happy that I did it.
What's your biggest struggle?
I think word of mouth is the best advertisement. It's marketing, getting your name out there the right way.
Okay. What's the biggest highlight that you have at this store?
I think there again, just the customers and enjoying it. It's fun. You know, we have fast service. We're friendly. We have fresh ingredients. I like it.
Okay. Well, Asia and I have eaten there.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Me and John actually went there for lunch one day because we try to try every place on the square. So we go there, and I'm huge on like Mexican, like food, like, you know, all types of Spanish food. And my favorite thing was they have different type of tortilla. Like, and I was just like, oh my God, I want to try all of them. And it was actually like the best experience because I was like, there's so many different fresh ingredients, and the customer service was great. And I was just like, this is a place that you'd love to go down to. Like, our office is right there, so why not walk down there to get the same experience again? It was pretty awesome.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So so let me ask you, what are your hours of operation? When you open, when you close? Jennifer?
We open at 7:30, and we do breakfast burritos till 10:30. And we stay up until 6, except for Fridays, and we're up until 7. And Saturdays are 9 to 6.
Okay.
Nice. How do you guys do breakfast burritos? What kind of breakfast burritos do you guys do?
We do they're custom made, just like the lunch burritos.
Oh,
you can
get
any toppings in them. Mm. We also do omelets.
What? Omelets too. I didn't know that.
Grits. We have grits. Cheese grits.
goodness.
I should have gone in there for
breakfast.
I know,
right? Sounds so good.
Are there any struggles or positives about the location that you're in?
Meredith Square, it's a nice little park. It has a lot to offer. There's a lot of events on the square. On Saturdays, they have the farmer's market. Sometimes they have the artist market, so that brings a lot of people in. The courthouse employees, you know, they're pretty dedicated to you. And the concerts, they bring a lot of people. They have those the last Friday of every month. So it's been a great experience. I like the Meredith Square. We like to hang out there, so we thought that would be a cool place to open a business.
And we're big in the community, so what do you guys do in the community, or who do you help in the community through your business?
We have donated some money to the Susan G. Coleman Foundation.
Nice.
We've helped out some of the less fortunate families on the square. We've also we support a local artist that's on the square, Mackenzie Snow. We help him out a good bit.
He's a painter.
He's a painter. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
He does a lot of artwork on the square. Paints a lot of the buildings.
And you guys do you have that some of his artwork in your business?
We do.
Sale?
We have two.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's great. I think you said that you had some specials that you wanted to announce.
We do. We're going to do, for anybody that hears this radio broadcast, we're going to do 50% off an entree for anybody that mentions the ad when they come in for the month of August.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Do you guys ever, like in the future, plan on having another location, or you guys going to just stay in the square?
Our plans is to grow. We would like to have another location. We would like to keep the place on the square and maybe get a different location that's a little bit bigger, because it is a small place.
Yeah.
And we want something
just
to where,
cozy.
Yeah. That we can get, you know, grow our business and have a different area.
Right. Are you going to do a drive-through situation, or would it just be a walk-up and sit down and dine in type of situation?
I'm not sure. It would be interesting to have a drive-through and maybe a sit-down.
Right.
It would be cool.
Because we're fast enough, we'd be able
I
to
think so.
Do the drive-through.
That's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Especially in the morning for breakfast, you know, on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Have you looked at any locations in the area?
We haven't yet.
Not yet. Okay.
So what I was also thinking was, if you guys are going to stay in the Marietta area, where would you put that? Because you guys do have a lot of competition, kind of. If you think about Moe's and Chipotle and all this stuff, they're really bigger chains. But you guys are, you know, do a lot of things like differently, like breakfast and stuff like that. So where would you put that second location?
I would like to go toward the sports complex in Acworth.
Nice.
Lake Point.
I would like
that
to
would
go there.
Good idea.
I think that would be a good location.
Yeah.
For us.
I think that would be a good location. They're busy enough for sure.
Yeah.
So.
It's gonna be so many tourists there, and like different. So they have that. How big is that place? You heard about it one day.
They're huge. They're and they're still growing.
Wow.
So yeah, I think you guys would fit right in there.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
Yeah. So, how many people do you have working for you?
We have two full-time employees, which is Jennifer and myself. And then we have a part-time employee that helps through lunch. And then my husband helps out when he can.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It gives everybody really a personal connection. You know, everybody kind of works together very well, huh?
Well, I think that's the difference between us and our competition, is we offer a personal experience. And people want to bring their families back to the place and introduce their families, and we get to know each other.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So as a business owner, what besides the location or anything like that, what do you look for every day to make it to, you know, as a business owner?
For more business, more customers.
Okay.
Like your mission
sales.
Statement. What is that? Do you guys have a mission statement?
Not yet. I mean, we've had some customers tell us, like one customer said, you know, we have all three of like the S, fresh, friendly, and fast.
Oh, I love that.
You know, and when they came in and they've had good experiences, you know, we are very fast. A lot of places on the square, you have to go and sit down and wait for a little while. And
very true.
our place is more of a quick in and out place.
Especially for lunch breaks. They're not, some people don't have an hour lunch break, so 30 right. minutes. I mean, if you get out there in and out, that's, y'all come back over and over again if I can get back to work.
Yeah. Most people are in and out in our business, I guess, in about 5 minutes or so or less.
Wow.
That's good.
It's nice.
Yeah, especially when, I mean, you're doing it all from the start, from scratch.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, you do have your motto on the glass because I saw it.
We do. It's, our motto is, you know, it says welcome, and then it says people who enter as guests leave as friends.
That's, yeah, that's good.
Aww.
Yeah, that's cool.
I like that.
So, do you struggle with food costs and with labor as a business owner?
We do. Food costs, it goes up a lot. It fluctuates up and down. So that's a struggle. And, you know, because we do give large portion sizes.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, we try not to take away from the customer. So we try to keep our food prices, you know, within the mark to where they can still get a good portion size for a good price.
So as a business owner, if somebody's wanting to get into a business and they decide, you know, that they need to look at everything. So food costs, besides portion wise, what other things affect your food costs and, you know, how you manage that?
I think paying attention to how much you go through on a daily basis, knowing what you have to have, is a big part, and making sure that you don't waste or your employees don't waste.
Being involved in your store,
right?
For sure. How about, what do you think cost of product would be? One of those things that would affect that, because I know for us, price goes up and down, mostly up,
right?
Hardly ever
right. down.
Yeah,
right.
So I mean, have you how are your prices? They're good.
They're pretty good. Our burritos are $6.95, and then we have tacos. You can get one taco for $2.95, or you can get two tacos for $5.95. We also do chili dogs. You can get one for $3.13, or you can get two for $5.95. And then our quesadillas, which are good size, we offer those for $6.45. And then our nachos with the meat are $6.95. And then the cheese nachos are $3.55.
Okay.
So they're pretty reasonable for
yeah,
the area.
Absolutely.
But everything comes with chips and salsa too. So
I do remember that.
Yeah. So when somebody comes in, they've never eaten there before, like we did. What's the process? How do you, like, in some restaurants, you just go up, order, see it on the menu, order, and then go. But you guys are different, right?
We are. We have a menu board on the wall, but we also have pictures of the food that we serve. And if people are confused about what they want, we try to recommend, or they'll ask us what we recommend, and then we'll either tell them what we like or what we sell the most of, to make their process easier. And then we walk them through, like, if they want rice and beans on their burrito, we try to give them, there's a lot of choices. We have 21 different toppings for our burritos.
Wow. That's a lot. Jennifer, what's your favorite part of being part of this whole journey?
Just getting to know different people, meeting people that you wouldn't normally meet and making friends and having a good work environment with my best friend.
Okay.
That's less stressful, I think. We work together and it just works well.
Right. So what's the biggest difference between the lunchroom and your business now?
In the lunchroom, we were serving, well, when I first started, I was in the middle school, and then I went on to a high school, but we were serving anywhere from 700 to 1500 kids in 2.5 hours.
Wow. So that's where the fastness comes in there.
And we're working with grown-ups. You know, I love the kids, but the grown-ups are, you know, you can interact a little more with them. And
yes.
People start to share their lives with you, and you build that close friendship with that. When the kids are coming through the lunchroom, I don't think we had a lot of time to talk to each and every child, even though we tried. It was very difficult to do that.
We did learn a lot from there, though. We took a lot of our knowledge.
Right.
We've gotten 300s on our health inspections.
That's
which
awesome.
Is perfect. So I think we've brought a lot of that to our restaurant as far as the guidelines. And
of course.
Well, would you, have you learned any lessons since you've opened And would you do anything differently?
I've learned a lot of lessons, and I would probably have researched it a little more because we just kind of went with it when we first, you know. Even though I researched, I don't think you can research enough to know what's going to happen on your first day.
Right.
And it's working the kinks out, which I think Jennifer and I have done pretty well. And, you know, we have a good control on it. We cut up at work, so it's not really like work. We have a good, you know, people come in and they, you know, not necessarily pick on us, but they like to see us have a good time and interact with them. So it's just, I'm happy that we've done that. But I have learned a lot, you know, if I were to open another business, which I plan to in the future, I would research it a little more and probably put a lot more, you know, into the thought of it.
Okay. So for your marketing side, do you guys have a social media accounts? How do you guys usually do your marketing?
We have a Facebook account and okay. We have an iDine. We're on an iDine website.
What's your Facebook?
It's Angel's Burritos on the Square.
Okay. Nice. Okay. And does that help your business a lot or?
It does. I think a lot of the friends that we've made follow the Facebook, but you know, some of the posts we post, like John King had came when he was in concert there. Cool. And what was the other one?
David Fanning. They all come in and eat. That's we have cool. People from the news crew come in and eat.
You told me about somebody else that came in that she wasn't there for, and you were there.
The Food Network guy, Alton Brown. He came in and ate.
That's good.
That's cool. Great. Yeah. You got a picture with him?
Well, no, but I got a signature.
Right. She was kind of busy making his food, so she didn't get to get a picture with him. But she was real excited. That was a good day for her.
That's awesome.
So when you open up your other location, how is that going to work between you two? What are you going to do?
My plan for the future was I wanted to get the burrito shop on the square to where it was very successful. And then I wanted Jennifer to run that one. And I wanted to go on to a bigger place and open a restaurant where people could come in and sit down and I could make sure that they were getting good customer service. Because I've been to restaurants that the customer service wasn't maybe what I would expect it to be. And I want to have a restaurant to where people are excited to come there and they know what they're going to, customer service they're going to get when they get there.
It's kind of different when you own a restaurant and you go to a restaurant.
It's a lot different.
Because you expect what you expect to give.
Yes, you do. And you learn to look at the health scores a little more.
Right. Yeah.
As a business
You definitely
owner.
Remind me of John. He's very hands-on like you. Yes. Always in the store.
Yeah.
So I like that you're always hands-on with your business because, you know, nobody knows what you want, like what you do, you know?
I think that's the understanding that Jennifer and I had. I was her boss in the school, so she knew what to expect from me. And in this business, nothing's changed. She knows what I expect, and I know what she's capable of. So, but most of the time, we're both there.
Okay. I was also thinking, what made you do Mexican food? Like, what made you do burritos?
It was a godsend.
tell the story.
I was working in the school system. I wasn't real happy where I was at. So my husband had started looking online for businesses for sale, and he found this little place on the square, and things kind of went back and forth between me and the owner. I couldn't get the numbers that I needed, couldn't get the landlord's name. So I just had decided maybe this one wasn't for me, and I was on my way to an interview for a different position in the school system. And the landlord of the building had called me and said that the previous guy had left, and if I wanted it, it was mine. So it just kind of got dropped in my lap, and husband and I discussed it and figured that maybe this was the one for me, and here we are today.
Wow.
So it was like a godsend.
Opportunity just fell on your lap.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's very interesting.
What's the main positive of working with your friend?
Knowing I can count on her.
Okay.
You know, she is there when I need her to be there. Me and my husband have other properties that we deal with, so I know that I can trust her. I don't have to second guess her. I know she's not going to mess up or, you know. With owning your own business, you really have to worry about your employees.
Yes.
You know, stealing from you or, you know, just not doing things the right way. Or, you know, Jennifer, she knows the food temperature. She's not going to take from me. She, you know, knows customer service. She's interacts well with them, you know, customers that are coming in. So I think in our understanding, not only as friends, but as coworkers, you know, that makes it a lot better for me, knowing that I can trust somebody with my business.
How's it worked for you, Jennifer?
Just knowing that she's got my back and that, like she said, I can always count on her and she can always count on me. It kind of works well. We kind of complement each other, I think. We build each other up, and that's what works best.
Well, I think that also translates over to the guests, and that they see that, and that's what they come back for.
Oh, yes.
They do. A lot of them will come back to see her. Her and I will do pick on each other in the line sometimes, or if we get frustrated, we don't get mad and throw things. We kind of, you know, laugh it off, and the customers, you know, they like to see us joking around. And we dance a lot in the restaurant. It's a very small place. So we have a table, and it's not a very big area, so we've learned to kind of move around each other in sync, so it's like almost like we're dancing behind the line.
That's cool, a little lunch show.
Are there, I think you told me that you're there, you guys are there so much that people expect to see you there.
Yes, they do. I have a couple of police officers for Cobb County Sheriff's Department that work over in the courthouse. If I'm not there, they give Jennifer a really hard time of where I'm at, and I get they give me a hard time when I come back that I'm not, where have you been or why were you not here? And Officer Kamal tells me that if I'm going to take a day off, I need to call him and notify him because they look forward to seeing us. If they come there and we're not there, they get a little upset. So.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Just getting our name out there. Just letting people know that we're there. We're a very small place, but we have great food and great service. And you don't find that everywhere.
You're right. A great place, a small place with a big heart.
Yes.
That's what you guys are.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And again, where are you located? I want to make sure everybody hears.
We're located at 154 Roswell Street on the Meredith Square, just right across the street from the courthouse, beside Miss Mamie's Cupcakes.
Awesome.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And again, this is John Sylvie and Asia Palmer from the Owner's Manual on Cobb Business Radio X. We'll see you next time.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.